You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From Washington to Hollywood and right back to Wisconsin, it's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Connecting the dots on the stories shaping our world with smart takes, sharp humor, and plenty of personality.
You know, I really expected more professional behavior from you.
It's news and culture without the noise.
Yeah, I'm on!
Here's Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach.
Welcome to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. We're so happy you're joining us this evening. If you want to call or text, you can always be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. And I'm Greg Bach coming to you live from Radio Park here in Racine and coming up all the way to the coast in Northeast Wisconsin in Marinette, a.k.a. Christmas City, USA, is Mr. Pete Schwabe. And then all the way over in Madison, the one, the only, Dom Lee on the ones and twos. We are your Yonder Hay Triangle. So excited you are joining us this evening. Pete, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing very well. I forgot to turn my microphone on, but that happens periodically. But yeah. I got it together. I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day here in Northeast Wisconsin. Hope you guys had a great day, too. Really nothing to complain about.
Yeah.
Just a lovely day. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing good as well. Again, another beautiful day. I gotta mention the weather every single time.
Look how polite we are. We are so polite. We don't want to step on each other's toes. We're just here to have a good time and make each other feel good.
The Midwestern in us. Yeah.
I know, very much
that's
so.
Right.
Plus, it's all that thing of like, you go. Same here. It's a very nice day outside. It was like in the upper 60s, lower 70s all day. I'm getting some housework done. Bridget is out of town in Canada right now because she works for a Canadian bank. And so she does a lot of work up there. So I thought, well, you know what? I think I want to like get some stuff done. So I'm just doing some like cleaning projects I've had on my mind. It's nice. It's nice to get things. Although I'm sure this isn't the thing for you because you're young and your body hasn't, turned its back on you yet. But I'm at the point now in my life where just doing like simple cleanup, like I did some scrubbing in the kitchen and did some, sweeping, nothing big. I wasn't like replacing tile or, installing anything. But my body hurts.
That's brutal.
Like, it's like workout hurt, like where you're like, oh, you did some basic exercise. No, I just like wiped down the floor. Like, that's going to hurt for a couple of days now.
You know, the best thing you can do, and I get it. There's times I feel like I'm 80 years old, but when I stretch or do yoga, I feel like I'm 14 years old again. I cannot believe, like, your dexterity is the first thing that goes, and once it goes, it's tough to get it back. But I don't know if you're into yoga or stretching, but oh my gosh, does it feel, it makes you feel the cliche is young again, and it does.
It really does. I used to do a thing called Yoga Lattes, which was yoga and Pilates. So it was a little more aggressive than yoga and it was absolutely fantastic. I miss it. I miss yoga a lot. And honestly, there's no reason why I can't. I'm not incapable. I'm just lazy.
Lazy. And it's like typically the first thing that goes off when you have a busy day. Well, stretching. Okay. I'm not doing that. That's 10 or 15 minutes or 30 minutes if you do yoga or whatever. So I totally get that. But as I've gotten older, I really do try to make time for it because it is remarkable. It does
better be taking notes here, Dom.
I was gonna say I don't have those issues yet, but all in due time. I've got time. I got a lot of
but
time.
It's coming.
It's gonna happen. One day you're gonna wake up in bed and you're just gonna stretch and be like, "Ow, my ankle!" That's just what happens.
That's so scary.
It's just what happens, buddy.
Just enjoy the moment, dude. Live in the moment. That's all.
Exactly.
You can do.
Live in the now, man.
Because life really does, Dom. If I could just take a moment here, it starts to really suck. I'm kidding, Dom. You're just...
No. Dom. Life is a highway. You want to ride it all night long.
All night long.
Yeah.
We got a great show tonight, guys.
Yes, we do.
I can't wait to get to this. And then I can't wait to tell you what I did today. It was part of my walk, but I'm going to tease that. And it involved a very tall tree. That's all I'm going to say right now.
All right.
But we do have a great show. One of our sponsors, Norm Kopeski from Appleton Cigar, will be joining us at 5:35 to talk about a really, really cool event he does every year. This is their third annual Smoke on the Fox event. It's a great, just a great event. They celebrate cigars, and Norm has a full bar. They're doing it in conjunction with Lion's Tail Brewery, I believe, and it's just a great event. So we'll talk to Norm about that. That's coming up on June 8th. And then in hour number two, Martin Alvarado will be here. He is the business and technology librarian at Madison, a public library. Martin is a regular on the guest or on the show as well. We talk books and what's going on at the libraries, not just in Madison, but around the state. This guy does his homework, and we always love when sometimes I want to call him Martin, and sometimes I want to call him Martin. And you know who I blame? Martin or Martin. Oh. I can't decide who to blame because I don't know what to call him. Because he says, call me either one.
Yeah, exactly. So I just call him Martin because I heard him refer to himself as Martin once. So I'm just like, I'm going to go with that. There we go.
What if I started calling him Marty? You think he'd punch me in the face?
Well, first of all, it's a very quick, really quick punishment for that question there.
It's a bit of an escalation.
I don't think so. He seems like a really laid back guy. I think at most he may say, please don't call me that.
Dude, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Marty's fantastic. I think if I called him Marty, he'd be too nice to correct me, but I think he'd pull
Let's
me
not
aside
find
later.
Out. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He'd do the nice thing. Yes. Yeah. 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 Hey, Pete, you know, very polite, very nice. And yeah, that sounds like our Martin.
You never know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's our.
Or he might just go Mortal Kombat on you and be like, watch out.
He could school me while I'm in a headlock and he straightens me out and tells me what to call him. And you know what? I would deserve it. I would accept that.
Where did this go?
I have no idea. Let's get back to the show. So we got two great guests, a really fun question that's coming up, and a reminder, folks, that on Thursday, in the second hour of our show, a Nightlight Thursday edition, it is Nightlight Movie Club, and this week's movie was one of my selections.
With the timpani again. My God, we're just burning cash right now.
Money. Oh, my God.
I got to keep doing
the Outsiders. Yep. The Outsiders is this week's Nightlight Movie Club selection. I can't talk today. So check out The Outsiders. If you haven't already watched it or if you want to give it a rewatch, check it out. Join us Thursday night in hour number two and tell us your favorite scenes, your favorite actors. I mean, think about the careers that were launched from this movie. Diane Lane, Patrick Swayze, Tom Cruise. Cruise was on his way anyway, but I think this movie did benefit a lot of like Emilio Estevez, Ralph Macchio. Macchio or Macchio?
Macchio. Right? It's Macchio. You called him Macchio last night, and I was like, I've never heard anyone call him that. But I didn't correct you because I was like, yeah, let him journey his journey.
I struggle. I like to play around with names, as my friend Martin will attest to, until I settle on what people should be called. But a great movie and a classic, Francis Ford Coppola, based on the S.E. Hinton novel. We'll talk about that second hour Thursday. So you have time before tomorrow night to check it out and join us enjoying the fun. So that'll be fun.
It's going to be a really packed show. And coming up, I think next week, we've got another Text to Win contest coming up. We'll have more information coming your way about that. I think it's next week. I may be wrong. I think I'm wrong, actually. But
it's
it's coming up. Yeah, it's right around the corner, either next week or the following week. So it's another reason to have the Civic Media app, my friends.
And you'll need it to play, and you'll need it to correct me and Greg when we give you information.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. There are a lot of people out there who always want to correct us because we are... I wouldn't say we're wrong. I just say, you know, we're learning.
We're a work in progress.
Yes. What was it? To quote a show that you love, Ted Lasso, we're a work in progress.
Now, see, I didn't stick with Ted Lasso, so I have not heard that quote, but I love that. That's excellent.
We'll talk more about that. I'll tell you what.
One of these days.
Yeah, we'll talk about The Wire and Ted Lasso about how we should maybe both give them another shot.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Listen, I'm a measured human being. I'm up for that.
So what happened to you on your walk today?
Okay, so I'm taking a walk today. It's gorgeous. I often take breaks throughout the day when it's nice out, get a couple, we call them laps because we live in a circular community.
Yeah.
And they were taking a tree down. Have you ever watched somebody line up the purposeful taking down of a tree?
Yes.
They put the rope around it. Yep. And I love watching people do what they do.
Yeah.
And especially when I have no knowledge or I couldn't do it, I'm fascinated. And these guys lined up, they were taking this huge tree down, and they did not move their truck. And it missed the truck by 2 feet.
Yeah.
And I'm a layman. I'm like, move the truck just in case. What if an updraft comes up? Whatever. No, it doesn't matter. They know what they're doing. These guys were experts, and the tree fell exactly where they planned. And I had a neighbor do this about 3 years ago, and the guy took the tree down, and yeah. I said, that was pretty good. Like, he got it to land right where he wanted it, and he said, I actually wanted it to be about 3 more inches to the right. And he was serious. Like, I'm in awe of what these guys do. It's unbelievable.
It's just imagine you as like the rookie kid on the team, and you're like, what are you doing, Schwabba? I'm moving the truck just so they don't move the truck. Why not? Yeah. We know what we're doing.
We got dude.
If I wanted the truck to be there, I would have put it there. I've been on this job for 32 years now. I'm 3 weeks from retirement. I'm too old for this junk.
You punk kid. And that's right when the tree would fall on him and he would die. And my character would go on to resurrect and to make good on his legacy of teaching me tree removal. Oh, guys, this thing writes itself. Let's go.
I think we got our movie on our hands right here.
I think so, too. Let's get to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Sports question alert. Here it comes, folks.
Sports.
Sports contest. The New York Knicks are going to the finals for the first time in 27 years. Most of the people listening probably don't care, but it begs the question, and I am excited for New Yorkers. I got a lot of friends.
Yeah.
But what's your favorite all-time sports moment? That is tonight's question of the night. Mm-hmm. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app we just mentioned a few minutes ago. And if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or X Twitter, drop us a stream comment and be part of the show. Be part of the fun. Let us know what's on your mind and what your all-time favorite sports moment is. There's a lot of good ones to choose from, guys. We're going to have fun with that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You were talking about tree removal. That's a job that's very much a skilled profession, like a trade profession, if you will. And
sure.
You know, our very own Tom Tiffany was in the news, sort of in the news. He was caught by TMZ DC and asked about AI and young people graduating. There's been a lot of people been booing commencement speakers because they're talking about the importance of AI, and kids are getting really upset because they're like, these are, you know, this is what's taking jobs or making them not available. This guy asked Tom Tiffany, well, what do you think about AI and kids with, you know, their thoughts on this and being afraid that their jobs will be taken by AI? He goes, well, they should just get jobs that AI can't do. Now, I understand, like, and we can't play the interview because it's copyrighted by TMZ, and I don't want to get sued by that little guy with the water bottle. But
Harvey, might be
Hoover, Harvey. Martin. Howard. But the thing is that, like, to understand that that's the concern is great. But all he said was, like, just go to college and find jobs that can't be done by AI. Don't put in position like legislation. He said, oh, we've made Pell Grants accessible for tech colleges. That's great. But he then, like, touted the big, beautiful bill for billionaires and basically told kids, hey, yeah, just do something that AI can't do. That's the option. And then they asked him, well, what would happen if you went back to college? Would you study political science? Oh, he's like, oh, no, I would never do that. I grew up on a farm. I might study agriculture. Yeah, you know, it's like there was no real answer there while he was trying to be magnanimous, also while running for governor of the state. So he really doesn't know what to tell kids other than, hey, I don't know, cut down trees. So it was really disappointing to witness, but not unsurprising.
I think he... Yeah, and I think he studied agriculture in college, too.
No, he didn't.
Oh, really?
I don't think he did. Yeah.
All right, we'll dig into this. We're coming back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba and Greg Bach. It is so great to have you with us on this Wednesday, folks. This is the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Well done, Dom. You know what? An AI robot could not have remembered that I said I liked that song yesterday. But Dom is on it.
You never know.
You're crushing it. I'm not saying they couldn't. I'm just saying you do it better. Oh. I prefer you, Dom.
You could have stopped a while ago.
you can't heap praise if you cut it short.
Yeah.
All right, our question of the night, folks, what's your favorite all-time sports moment? This was inspired, I think this is our senior producer, Tucker, who came up with this question. The New York Knicks are going to the finals for the first time in 27 years. That's a long time. But you know what? There are only, 32 teams?
Yeah.
One a year? That's not terribly long. I could be wrong, too, on the amount of teams. But what is your favorite all-time sports moment? That's our question. So join the fun, answer the question. We will get to your texts throughout the show. Greg, you found this story that I thought was just hilarious. And the headline is simply, Trump says a new drug can bring dead people back to life.
Yes.
There's nothing to worry about, folks.
And I was really surprised that we didn't hear this come up sooner than later. This actually happened. This story came out about a week and a half ago. But he was sitting in the White House, sitting in the Oval Office, talking about something that would a piece of legislation that would help folks try. I don't want to say experimental drugs or things of that nature. But let's just let him tell us what he thought of the drugs themselves. Dom, can you play that clip real quick?
We know the drug works because we've taken people that were dead. We had a person given the last rites, gone. The kids are crying and started them on this drug, and the person became better. It works, and some don't work. But you learn really fast. It's called the ultimate test, I think, right? They test all these things. They use animals
pulling stuff
all over the place. They use everything to test. Person's going to die.
So what he's referring to is a drug that someone could have taken under what's called the Right to Try Act. It came out in 2024, and this would give people the option to opt for experimental treatments before it was passed. The problem is that people were already allowed to try to do this, but this right, which I think is really funny, is the Right to Try Act really just solidified drug companies, if you will, because the law itself, which was passed, seeks to undermine the rights of individuals to legal recourse if they were preyed upon by quack doctors in a highly vulnerable moment of their lives, which when you have people like Dr. Oz and not Dr. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. behind you, I think it's important to have that fallback if you get, someone's like, just take these medicines, just take this special Jell-O and you will be cured. But yeah, I don't even know what to say to this. They were given the last rites, and all of a sudden, kaboom, they're healthy and happy, and there you go. The dog's happy again. Everyone's happy.
I laughed because he said, we've taken people that were dead.
Yeah.
He's kind of shoehorning himself into the, it's like, oh, is this what he was doing when he made the picture of him as Jesus? Is that what the guy they were trying to bring back? And I don't be surprised, Greg, if all of a sudden Trump Pharmaceuticals comes up and here's the bring you back from the dead drug brought to you by
baby.
Donald Trump.
Well, so actually what's really great about the new Trump phone is the new Trump phone has a super duper flashlight. You can flash onto your skin or in your mouth if you get COVID, because that's all you need too, is just some concentrated light in your face.
Is that true?
Well, that's what he said. He said, if we just shine light on in the body, it will kill the COVID. He also said that once it gets warm, COVID will go away. He also said we could take bleach and ivermectin. There's a whole bunch of things.
He said we'll wrap this up in a couple of days, too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, also said that about the Iranian war, too. So people were coming to his defense saying he didn't mean dead. They said, it sounds like Monty Python, mostly dead. Jeez, my God.
Yeah, that was a doozy. And we didn't hear about it for a week because there's a lot going on right now.
There's
you can't
so
keep
much
up with what's happening.
Yeah.
What was the other? We had another great story here.
A NVIDIA exec says that AI is more expensive than actual workers. And what's funny is that you said something very interesting, is that right now it's more expensive. It will probably be less expensive as we go. But not only do these AI executives say that it's more expensive, but they say that companies just don't care. And it kind of goes back to the whole thing with the Tom Tiffany discussion too, is you see these young people who are getting out of college and want to get a job. And Oracle fired 30,000 people via email. So it's just funny to me that they're saying it's more expensive, but we don't care. It's fine. We got the money.
It's so scary. I totally get why graduates are booing people that even bring up AI. I mean, it's here to stay. I use it for some stuff, but, you know, I'm part of two unions, the Screen Actors Guild and the Writers Guild of America. And, you know, they're battling AI right now with the studios and what's appropriate and what's not. I mean, it's one thing to Google search. It's another thing not to have a livelihood because of AI.
Yeah.
And I think in this article, too, someone made mention that AI works around the clock, 24 hours. People can't do that. So, yeah, it's going to be really interesting.
But, I mean, I guess, I don't know. Like, I'm not against AI. I'm really not. I just feel like we talked about this yesterday. This is something that needs guardrails, regulation, studying. It's still too new of a technology to just throw us into. And now all these folks are out of a job. All these people who worked for Oracle. And guess who that guy is? Larry Ellison. Guess who his son is? The guy buying owns Paramount, who wants Warner Brothers. I mean, it's coming for everyone at all points from all directions, it seems, whether you are in tech or in art. And it's just, to me, we are going to be in trouble.
Period. We should have someone on from the world of the arts, because I do think there are some things that can be replaced. There are AI jokes, which are terrible. You can usually tell when they've written a script that's awful. But I do think there are some things in the world of arts and culture that AI can't replace, or maybe can, but just really terribly. And I don't think people would go for it. But anyway,
absolutely.
That's for another day. When we come back, we have our pal Norm Kapeski. He will be here. He might be smoking a cigar. We don't know, but we allow him to do that because he'll be joining us over the stream. He's the owner of Appleton Cigar, and he's going to be talking about a really cool event coming up next. This is Pete Schwabe and Greg Bott and Mike. Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bott. I'm Pete Schwabe, coming to you live from Northeast Wisconsin. That is Greg Bott, if you're watching on the stream, banging on his eardrums, coming to you live from Radio Park in Racine, and the fabulous Dom Lee holding down the fort in Madison, working the board, producing the show, Dom Lee. We are the Otter Hay Triangle, in case you were scoring at home, folks. If you're watching on the stream, you can even see we're set up like a triangle.
We should start doing like a Yotter Hay, Yotter Hay, Yotter Hay, and then be like, Yotter Hay.
Yotter Hay. I like that. It's got a very Three Stooges vibe.
Very much so. Fantastic. Exactly.
The inspiration.
Yeah. Radio shop trio. We don't have a quartet. Unless we even get senior producer Tucker or maybe our guest to join in, but
we'll see what Norm says. Just a quick reminder, folks, before we bring our first guest on, what is your favorite all-time sports moment? That is tonight's question of the night here at Nightlight. And there's so many great ones to choose from, whether it's I've got some that from my teams, and I've got some that I had nothing to like. I don't root for these teams, but they were just truly amazing, majestic sports moments. It's just absolute great theater. So let us know what your favorite all-time sports moment is. That's our question of the night. All right. Without further ado, it is my pleasure to welcome our first guest of the night. He's a regular on the show. He's the owner of Appleton Cigar, which has the largest, ladies and gentlemen, selection of sticks, as they call them. Greg, did you know cigars were called sticks?
No, I did not know that.
Dude, you're gonna love this.
I'm about to learn, and I love that. I love to learn.
I love that word. The largest selection of sticks north of Milwaukee. He has also appeared famously in a music video he may or may not want to talk about. He joins us now over the phone, Mr. Norm Kapeski. Hey, Norm.
Evening, boys.
How are you?
How are you tonight? I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We're doing
very well. It's great to have you back on the show. Before we get started, Norm, do you have a favorite all-time sports moment?
As a boy, I remember, I think it was Paul Molitor pitching filling in at second base, and he made a tag that I still don't know how they did that. I mean, it was the throw was right on the money. His mitt didn't have to move more than an inch to make the tag. And just between the relay throw and that catch, it was just fantastic.
That is that's like a great little moment, right? Like just in the middle of a game, just a moment. I love it. That's great.
I had something recently. I went to the Brewers game when they played the Yankees a couple of weeks ago, and Bryce Terang, who I kind of believe could just be his own baseball team at this point. He's just so talented. He did a jumping leap tag out that they had to go back and look, and it wasn't like they called it safe, and they were like, "Nope, challenge." And we saw it in the whole state. You heard one part of the stadium go insane because they knew he was safe, and then one small part just like, "Oh, it was the Yankees fans." That was great. That was a great moment, and I loved being. It was the greatest baseball game I've ever been to in my life. But yeah, I love those great moments, especially when it happens for the Brewers.
Yeah, excellent choice, Norm. My co-host approves for sure. All right. We brought Norm on because he has this great event coming up right around the corner. Is the third annual Smoke on the Fox, which Appleton Cigar is co-sponsoring with Lion's Tail Brewery Company, Brewing Company. It's Monday, June 8th. Norm, what can you tell us about this? Every year you come on to talk about this, it sounds like it gets bigger and bigger every year, and it sounds just fantastic.
Yeah, so like you said, this is our third event. This is our fundraiser that we do for Fox City's Veteran Council. So the proceeds of our event goes directly to Fox City's Veteran Council, which helps our veterans that are at risk in our community, whether that's housing or medical care, mental health care. It helps these guys get plugged in and helps them to stabilize when they get out of the military for whatever reasons that may be, medical or injury related. Or maybe it was just their time to muster out. So we want to do right by these guys, especially with Memorial Day just behind us, Veterans Day not too far away. So it's our opportunity to give back as a cigar community. And that's really what we try to focus it on. We got a cigar roller coming in. So that's called a torcedor in the Latin verbiage in the Spanish. A torcedor.
Love it.
So these guys will take... Your fillers tobacco, your wrapper, and your binder, and they're going to be making cigars and kind of handing those out as we're going through the night. We got several different reps from across the nation that are flying into town. Julio Roa from Aladino Cigars is coming in. That's kind of a big deal if you're an uber cigar nerd like I am. He's kind of one of the OGs of the boutique lines of cigars. So nice. That's pretty cool for us. Yeah.
Well, and honestly, I'm looking at this poster here, this flyer that was sent. It could just be like, oh, we're going to have fun. We're going to smoke some cigars. This is a big thing happening. It is a good price tag, but you get a lot for your value. And as you said, you are helping the vets, which is something that I believe we can all stand behind as well. But like, this isn't just like a come smoke some cigars and, you know, have some fun. This is like a real super, like, is this really for folks who are into this world of cigar smoking, or is it for everyone really who just wants to have fun and help out?
If you want to come by and you're not into cigars, come on by. Lion's Tail's got a great line of beers for the night. We got food trucks coming in. So come in, hang out. We'll pass the bucket at the night. If you want to contribute directly to Fox City's Veteran Council, we can help facilitate that. It's geared towards the cigar people. So we try not to dial in so hard on the nerd crowd that we kind of wipe out the occasional, you know, the golf course smoker. We try to make it approachable for anybody that either is a cigar aficionado themselves or is family to one.
It's for a great cause, and your money. Tell us where we can get tickets, Norm, and then I'll let people know what they get for the money because it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so if you go to our website, appletoncigar.com, on there you're gonna see options to buy tickets for Smoke on the Fox. We still have our early bird pricing going on. We're going to run that for, I think, until next week, Friday. And then from there, we go to gate prices. That's really what it's about. AppletonCigar.com.
It's so great because you get two drink tickets for beer, 18 premium cigars.
That's, oh my gosh.
That's worth the price of admission right there, depending on the cigars, I'm sure. And then bonus event cigar entry, there's raffles. And is our pal Tim Cody involved in this from the Fox Valley Veterans Council, Norm?
He absolutely is.
Oh, that's great. Tim's a great guy. So it's for a great event, folks. Check it out. And you said you still have early bird pricing available. There also is a swag bag, Norm. What's in the swag bag? Can you give us a sneak peek?
Yeah. So our vendors, our cigar reps that are coming into town, those guys are going to be bringing, whether it's lighters, cutters, ashtrays, highball glasses for your bourbon that's etched with the brand name on it. So that kind of stuff, you know, wherever, whatever table you end up sitting at, those reps will be giving you table gifts that goes in the swag bag. But then also we've got Nate from Ovita. They help with keeping your humidor at the correct humidity. He's going to be bringing stuff along. We've got the raffle prizes. So I know we're going to have at least 7 entire boxes of cigars. So you have a chance, one in seven chance to take home an additional 20 cigars. And those will range anywhere from a $300 box all the way up to a $900 box.
My goodness.
And so, yeah, really try to give everyone a reason to show up.
Now, I've worked in the brewery world, and I've met a lot of beer people. I've worked, you know, in many different, like, where there's a lot, there's like a culture where there's a deep dive, and like you just referred to yourself as a cigar nerd. What brought you to this world? Was it something that just came to you, or was it something that, you know, like a family member was like, here, kid, try this. You know, I'm not encouraging smoking of minors, of course, but just saying, like, what brought you into the world of cigars? Because it's a very niche world.
Yeah. So my dad and grandfather smoked cigars occasionally when I was growing up. And it wasn't really anything that interested me until I was in my mid-20s and my brothers were grown. And we would get, there's 5 of us, so 4 boys and then my dad. We would get a 5-pack of cigars and we would sit around and smoke them and kind of catch up on life. And so it was kind of that oriented around community. It happened to be family community for us, but it was oriented around community and just kind of catching up on life and kind of building that brotherhood that we as men need to build to keep our heads screwed on straight. And it just kind of kept going from there. We went from quarterly to monthly to try to get a smoke in every week as often as we can. And then you start building other little satellite communities out of that, different friend groups that enjoy it periodically and volunteer groups, whether it's working out at MyFest or working at Crossroads or different things like that, where you've got people that are kind of working together on a shared mission. And we kind of pass this cigar around, sit around the campfire and do some catching up.
That's so great. Our guest is Norm Kopeski. He is one of the co-owners of Appleton Cigar. Definitely check out this place, folks. They have the largest selection of cigars north of Milwaukee, 710 cigars to choose from. Walk-in humidor. It's just a great spot. Norm, you just talked about community, and I think I told you this before. The first time I went into a cigar lounge or store, I remember telling you a friend of mine invited me and he said, well, go smoke a cigar. I'm like, what are we going to do? Just sit there? And it was one of the best times. Like you're so right about community. It's, you just start jawing with other people and it's great. What can people expect if they go into Appleton Cigar? What's that experience like if someone hasn't been to one before?
Yeah. So you're going to get greeted at the door. That's one of the things that we've really pride ourselves on, that everyone gets a warm welcome. You get a personal tour into the humidor to help you find a cigar that is going to help fit the night for you, whether you're celebrating, whether you're mourning the loss of someone close, a good dog, or you're just out and you want some company for the night. We're going to help you pick out a cigar that fits you and fits what you're trying to go for that night. And then we're going to get you hooked up with a drink, soda, coffee, bourbon, one of the Lion's Tales beers. And we'll get you lit up. We'll get you comfy in one of our chairs. And from there, it's maybe the baseball game's on. Maybe it's the Packers. We're watching old school Lord of the Rings or something like that on TV.
Oh, nice.
You could run into Navy fighter pilots, Air Force fighter pilots, rather. We got a Navy recruiter who's in the house often, retired Marine, 3-star general. Corporate executives, blue collar workers, young guys that are attending Lawrence, you know, going for their music majors in the various fields that they can be, firefighters. I mean, we get quite a variety. So it's very common to run into an interesting conversation.
That's fantastic.
Nothing else. You're just listening. Yeah. We try to ride.
Yeah, exactly.
Cheers vibe.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Nice.
And they have poker nights too. We can find out more about that when we come back. We've got Norm Kapeski
here. Can I just
give
you $20 and not play? Because I'll be terrible.
Save yourself the gas money, Greg. Yeah. We're coming right back. We'll have a few more minutes with our pal Norm Kapeski. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll tell you more about Smoke on the Fox. We'll tell you what cocktail goes perfect with a good cigar. This is Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach at Nightlight on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. And that is how you light it up, folks. You have a cigar aficionado on your show as your guest. He is one of our sponsors. Norm Kapeski is here from Appleton Cigar. Definitely check it out. It's just a great spot right there in Appleton. He's got a great event coming up called Smoke on the Fox, June 8th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Lion's Tail Brewing Company in Neenah. This is a great cause, folks, and all the proceeds go to the Fox Valley Veterans Council. Not all the proceeds, but a substantial amount of the proceeds go there and to help veterans. So it's I think, Greg, you said this earlier, it's a great event when you just see the lineup and what they're offering, but when you see where the money goes, it's
absolutely
even better. Norm, so you also, I've told you just at the break and over the course of our friendship that I used to love smoking a cigar with a glass of whiskey. Neat. You've got a couple whiskey samples you're offering at the event.
Yeah, so we got Old Station 31, which is out in Dale, Wisconsin, the big old town of Dale, Wisconsin. They took over an old abandoned fire station and set up a distillery, and they're bringing out their stuff. We got Jay Henry is bringing up their portfolio of different bourbons, their red corn bourbons. And those are the two guys that we're highlighting. I think Ledge Rock out of Fond du Lac has come up as well. And so we're going to have some different samples going on. Line Sales got a full bar. So if you're more bourbon than beer, step on in there and they can hook you up as well. If the different samples just wet the whistle and failed to satiate the appetite.
For sure.
Now, like, I've had a lot of good conversations with local business owners, and one thing that I always see the through line and the connective tissue, regardless of whether it's a cigar shop, whether it's a printing press, whether it's a tattoo shop. I don't know why I said printing press. This isn't the 1920s, but whatever.
It was a cotton gin.
I went for it. But it's a commitment to the community and community service and serving the people around you. And, you know, something like this shows a real, you know, commitment to that. What are other things that you do with Appleton Cigar Company in the community that people, like other events that may be coming up, or just ways you also give back, whether it's, you know, it's people coming in and saying hello, that's enough for a lot of people just knowing they have a space, but are there other events you take part in?
There certainly is. My whole family, personally, we're heavily involved with LifeFest down in Oshkosh. It's a four-day Christian music festival. And so we're on the volunteer teams that helps build the grounds, runs the grounds, and then packs it up at the end of the event. A lot of my core customer base is either attendees there or they're volunteering with me. And then during Oktoberfest, I'm part of another nonprofit called the Bearded Villains, Northeast Wisconsin Bearded Villains. And you can't see me, but I have a pretty heavy beard.
We're looking at a picture right now, Norm. Yeah. We see the power.
That's awesome, yeah.
Yep. And so we do a fundraiser for that during the Oktoberfest. We have a beard competition, best in class, 6 inches or under and 6 inches and longer. And the funds that go from that then go back into the community, whether it's like Levin, which helps get homeless people off the streets for the night, specifically during our cold Wisconsin winters. Whether it's like the Christie Ann Center, helping domestic abuse victims, different organizations like that that we'll do fundraisers for and then funnel the money back into those entities. And so it's, like you said, like we all need each other. I need customers. Customers need the products we're offering. And without each other, life just gets a lot more boring.
Yeah. Boy, that's a great answer.
Thank you, Norm.
Yeah. Absolutely. Norm, I want to geek out a little bit more about cigars while you're here. I have a question. You said earlier you have a cigar roller that will be there. Getting technical, we got about a couple minutes left, but getting technical, how important to a good cigar is how it's rolled?
Oh, it's probably even more important than the guy who picked which leaves that get rolled. Because if you roll it too tight, it's impossible to get the cigar to stay lit and draw through it. If it's too loose, it feels like you're smoking a forest fire and it just goes crazy. Like Bugs Bunny smoking a cigar that blows up in his face. So it's the torcedor is very critical to the roll. And then you would say the blender, which is the guy that has picked the different plant types. So you have different strains of tobacco. And they'll take different leaves off of different places on the tobacco plant to give you different flavor profiles.
Boy, that's a great answer.
Interesting to me. It's so interesting.
I think the only thing that could make this cooler is if we did a remote from Appleton Cigar and we could actually smoke cigars while we did the broadcast. Norm, I'm just floating it out there. Greg, I don't know how you guys feel. I'm halfway there.
Sounds like a great way to spend a casual Friday there, Pete.
That's right. All right, Norm. And
absolutely.
Yeah, let's do it, man. We got about 30 or so seconds left. Any more plans on your part to be part of a music video? I know you're an extra in a music video. You seem to get a kick out of it. Are there any other acting gigs coming your way?
Hopefully not. So that one caught me off guard. My wife signed up to be an extra in this music video, and one of the guys gaffed him. He didn't show up, and so they started looking around, and I was sitting there in a lawn chair smoking a cigar, and they said, hey, we need the help, and my wife looked at me, and I knew what that look meant, so it was a great experience, but I did not see that one coming, and we'll see. Maybe again someday, but it's not on my bucket list.
You did great, buddy. Thank you so much, Norm, for being here. We'll try to squeeze you on one more time before your big event. It sounds great. And just have a great night. It was great catching up, buddy.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a great night.
You got it. All right, that's Norm Kopeski. Check out AppletonCigar.com for all the event details. And just if you want to learn more about cigars, it's a great spot. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. And Dom Lee's here, too. We are coming right back after the news to read your texts and talk to Martin Alvarado about books. Hey, it's Nightlight. Pete Greg.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.